even the slightest desire to be anywhere else. I wanted nothing other than what is. And as soon as I realized this, I found myself, to my amazement, rounding the corner of the mall as the body of the fast-paced, bright woman who had apparently been lost to me forever. I had come to feel just as comfortable in that decaying old body as I am here, but now it was a Katie. And people wonder why I can look at my hand and become ecstatic. It's no different from being trapped forever in a body that was almost dead. Inquiry can hold any condition, whatever it is, in a state of loving awareness. After that experience, everything was child's play. The freedom of being everywhere, the dance, and the bodilessness of it all. Inquiry is grace. It wakes up inside you, and it's alive, and there's no suffering that can stand against it. It will take you over, and then it doesn't matter what life brings you, good or bad. You open your arms to the worst that can happen because inquiry will continue to hold you safely, sweetly through it all. Even the most radical problem becomes just a sweet, natural happening, an opportunity for your own self-realization. And when others are experiencing terror, you are the embodiment of clarity and compassion. You are the living example.
Give evil nothing to oppose, and it will disappear by itself.
Life is simple. Everything happens for you, not to you. Everything happens at exactly the right moment, neither too soon nor too late. You don't have to like it, it's just easier if you do. If you have a problem, it can only be because of your unquestioned thinking. How do you react when you believe that the past should have been different? You scare yourself stuck, because what you resist persists. You get to keep your stressful world, a world that doesn't exist except in your imagination. You get to stay in the nightmare. It hurts to oppose reality, because in opposing reality, you're opposing your very self. When you know how to question your thoughts, there's no resistance. You look forward to your worst nightmare, because it turns out to be nothing but an illusion, and the four questions of the work provide you with the technology to go inside and realize that. You don't have to grope in the dark to find your way to freedom. You can just sit down and give it to yourself anytime you want. 19 years ago, a doctor removed a large tumor from my face. I had found inquiry. Inquiry had found me, so I didn't have a problem with the tumor. On the contrary, I was happy to see it come, and I was happy to see it go. It was actually quite a sight, and before it was removed, I loved being out there in public. People would look at it and pretend not to be looking, and that tickled me. Maybe a little girl would stare at it, then her parents would whisper to her and yank her away. Did they think they would hurt my feelings? Or that I was some sort of freak? I didn't feel like one. That tumor on my face was normal for me. It was reality. Sometimes I would catch someone looking at it, then he would look away, then after a while he would look again, then look away, look again, look away. And finally our eyes would meet and we would both laugh. Because I saw the tumor without a story, eventually he could see it that way too, and it was just funny. Everything turns out to be a gift. That's the point. Everything that you saw as a handicap turns out to be the extreme opposite. But you can only know this by staying in your integrity, by going inside and finding out what your own truth is, not the world's truth. And then it is all revealed to you. There isn't anything you have to do. The only thing you're responsible for is your own truth in the moment, and inquiry brings you to that. I once did the work with a woman who was ashamed of her fingers. She had developed rheumatoid arthritis when she was 17, and she believed that her fingers were deformed. They weren't normal, she thought, and she suffered a lot from that belief. She was embarrassed even to let people see them. But her fingers were normal. They were normal for her. They were the fingers she had woken up with every morning since she was 17. For 27 years, they were her normal fingers. She just hadn't noticed. How do you react when you believe that what isn't normal for you? Shame, sadness, despair. Who would you be without that thought? At ease with your condition and loving it, whatever it is, because you would realize that it is completely normal for you. Even if 99% of other people look a different way, their normal isn't your normal. This is your normal. That dear woman's argument with reality was what caused her suffering, not her fingers. Give us permission through you to have a flaw, because flaws are the norm. When you hide your flaws, you teach us to hide ours. I love to say that we are just waiting for one teacher, just one, to give us permission to be who we are now. You appear as this, big or small, straight or bent. That's such a gift to give. The pain is in withholding it. Who else is going to give us permission to be free, if not you? Do it for your own sake and we'll follow. We're a reflection of your thinking. And when you free yourself, we all become free.
Humility means trusting the Tao.
No one has ever known the answer to why. The only true answer is, because. Why do the stars shine? Because they do. Why is the glass sitting on the table? Because it is. That's it. In reality, there is no why. It's hopeless to ask. The question can't go anywhere, haven't you noticed? Science may give you an answer. But behind that because, there's always another why. There is no ultimate answer to anything. There's nothing to know, and no one who wants to know. Just have fun with the asking. Because there are trillions of answers, as many as stars in the sky, and not one of them is true. Enjoy the stars, but don't think.